This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not battling liberals. We're not even battling leftists. We are battling a scientific group of psychological warfare experts, corporate chiefs, that have set up communist China as the model of the planet, and they are using the leftist ideology that they've taught in the Western culture at the universities as the pretext of this level of control. And they're teaching these young leftists that they're going to have all this power and they're going to be in charge because they are the guardians of the great liberalism. But all you see is them trying to collapse the West. And, of course, once the AI is fully in charge, it's already happening, the humans will not even be involved. So I wanted to get Ryan Hartwig. People really should support. It takes a lot for people to quit their jobs and go undercover and, you know, speak out and give them a job, folks, or you know, go give them a donation. You know, they raise millions of dollars for these leftist fake whistleblowers like Eric Ciramella. He's only raised $16,000. He needs to raise a lot more than that. GoFundMe.com/Facebook Insider. Ryan Hartwig. Ryan, in the 4 minutes we have left, other points you'd like to impart to folks?
Also in the video, you know, we saw the exception they gave out. They gave an apology exception for Don Lemon. So there's a news article being shared on Facebook from Don Lemon that was, and he basically called like white males being terror threats. So he was generalizing, all white males are terrorists basically. And so they specifically said in the post, that violates their policy. So Don Lemon is violating our policy. We're making a newsworthy exception. So that's the key phrase. They can make anything newsworthy if they so desire. So that's something that's really relevant. The one example I want to give you that is not in the video, but I think it portrays this double standard is, okay, Fraser Anning is a right-wing senator from Australia. And this was, I believe, last year. He was in a public area, and he was egged. A miner walked up and cracked an egg on the back of his head, right? And so Fraser Anning turned around and slapped the kid a couple times on the head. So that would violate Facebook's policies, but Facebook specifically posted and gave us guidance to allow that. So they're allowing child abuse on the platform, specifically violates the child abuse policy. They're allowing that to, you know, further their purposes. And on the flip side,
it's all completely arbitrary. It's all completely double-sided. It's all selective enforcement.
Right. Exactly. The perfect contrast to that is on July 6th of 2018, there was a post that basically said, in Texas, there was a minor, a 16-year-old who got attacked at a restaurant and his hat got knocked off and he was assaulted. And the adult cursed at the minor in the video. So Facebook said, we're making the decision to delete this video, even though it's viral. We're going to delete this because he's cursing at a minor and that violates our policy. So yeah, perfect double standard. There's countless examples.
You talked about criminal charges. I mean, Sundar, I was there last year when Sundar of Google said, we don't track any users ever. And now he goes, headline today, we promised to save your track data only a year and a half. I mean, they're dead to rights, prison.
Yeah, they monitor everything. They're in cahoots with YouTube. So the video from yesterday, the Project Veritas video I was featured in, so in 6 hours, it had 146,000 views, and then it just froze. The counter froze. And so all day until, you know, maybe last night, for about 10 hours, it froze. And now it's like 170,000.
Oh, exactly. I talked to Joe Rogan about this. Yeah. I mean, we have the biggest podcast, bigger than Elon Musk. But they froze it at like 18 million, and then in a year it only grew to 20 million. But the real numbers they can tell by algorithms is like 80 million. Same thing happened with Endgame. It was like that on old Google Video. They just froze it. It's what they do.
Right. Yeah, it's people have asked me, I mean, is there any solution? And I told them you just have to break it up. It's a monopoly. And one thing I wanted to share as well, is something, a quote from one of my coworkers who told me, I was talking to him and And this is, and he told me, you don't have First Amendment rights. You have Facebook speech rights. He says, we're not infringing on
Hold on. I was talking to my Patriot supplier at Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. And we've given them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated. But we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins. So please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, G. Edward Griffin is about to join us here in a moment. Look at some of these headlines from InfoWars.com. We told you this was coming. Microsoft permanently closing all retail stores because of, quote, COVID. The truth is no one wants their stores. Black Lives Matter founder mentioned by ex-domestic terrorist who worked with Bill Ayers. UK police force forbids counter-protest to Black Lives Matter gathering. That's right. Only communists can protest. Texas Governor Abbott greenlights protest, communist protest, while blaming bars for coronavirus spike. And the deaths are way down. It's all a hoax. Meanwhile, Gates funded fake breast milk that, of course, lowers children's IQs. He just is attacking the normal human biological activity. Another InfoWars.com article that only gets out if you share it. Ohio representative proves face masks reduce oxygen to unsafe levels. We'll add that video to WeCan'tBreathe.news. And have our big protest demonstration coming up this Sunday, high noon, Texas Capitol, Southside. Be there or roll over to total slavery. Finishing up here with Ryan Hartwig, major Facebook whistleblower. You were going to finish up with a quote that's actually in the report from Project Veritas, where they're telling you, oh, you don't have free speech, you have, read that quote to folks.
Yeah, so this is something that's, unfortunately, is not in this video release, but this is something that, you know, my coworker told me. We were talking about freedom of speech and Facebook, and he said, we're not infringing on your First Amendment, on your First Amendment rights because you're on Facebook. You don't have First Amendment rights, you have Facebook speech rights. He told me, you don't have First Amendment rights, you have Facebook speech rights.
That's right. I must have read that from your interview here on the Project Veritas site, because I saw that in the article that they said that. Read that again.
Yeah. We're not infringing on your First Amendment rights because you're on Facebook. You don't have First Amendment rights, you have Facebook speech rights.
It's like, and that changes anytime they want.
Here. Yeah. So you really have no rights. And, I mean, you can say, you can call someone a... You know, on Facebook, you can call someone a feminazi, that gets deleted. But if you call someone a Trump humper, it stays. So
incredible, sir. We'll talk to you again as this unfolds. Ryan Hartwig, thank you for your courage.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Without further ado, we're going to go to this report from 19. We're going to go to this report from 1969, coming up a little bit later after we've had a chance to introduce G. Edward Griffin, who does not need any introduction, best-selling author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, but a major filmmaker going back to the 1960s. If you want to know the reason we have a leg up on the globalists today and are exposing their whole system, it's because of G. Edward Griffin. So a living legend, redpillexpo.org, redpilluniversity.org. He joins us now to talk about where we are today. G. Edward, great to have you with us. What would you call this time and space we're in right now in late June 2020?
Wow. What would I call this time and space other than crazy, which is easy? I think it's the right way to describe it is the fulfillment of a long-range plan coming to fruition before our eyes. It should be really no surprise or shock to anybody that understands what's going on before. Of course, that's the problem. Our media has made it very very clear that you're not going to learn anything about history, I mean real history. So this does come as a shock to most people. But you ask me my opinion, I see it as finally coming to fruition what has been planned for decades in the past and slowly building. Now, that needs explanation, of course. So what is the plan? Who laid the plan? What's the goal and all that? But while a lot of people are saying, gosh, what's going on? I know exactly what's going on because I read about it 50 or 60 years ago in the communist literature. I used to hang out in a communist bookstore in Los Angeles, not as a comrade, but because I was interested in what those guys were up to. So they tried to recruit me and all that. But meanwhile, I was down there buying all their books and their pamphlets and talking to the comrades, and even attended a couple of their study courses. And so I got to be a theoretician, you might say, a communist theoretician, somewhat against my will. But it became clearer to me way back in, you mentioned the date, 1969, when I did that presentation. The whole strategy was in front of us. In fact, I took most of it from pamphlets and books that were written in 1920. 1920 was all clear. And before that, I just got into it late. So what we're seeing today is the fulfillment of a long-range strategy laid down by people that we tend to call communists. They call themselves Marxist-Leninists. That's their favorite phrase. They're revolutionaries. They're soldiers. They're conquerors. They want their would-be conquerors. They want to control the world. And they're not a lot different, really, from what we call the deep state. Because in all of these things, there are always two sides. You know, it's beginning to become clear now to people that there's controlled opposition. You know, if you own both baseball teams, you don't really care which one wins. All the profits go to you anyway. So there's been this idea of you've got to have, if you want to move society, you've got to have conflict. If you've got to have conflict, you've got to have two sides. Well, you don't want to let one side get out of control, so you control both sides. You create both sides.
But then over time, they're maneuvering us towards the Marxist-Leninist system that then the globalists, the ruling class, are exempt from, just as China is the model. All these billionaires, all this offshore money, but the people are slaves. And I know you're an expert on explaining that dialectic. Carol Quigley exposed that from the enemy side. But a few minutes before we go to break here, you never talk about yourself, G. Edward Griffin. You have been fighting this tyranny since, what, the mid-60s? I mean, hey, talk about yourself a few minutes. Where you grew up, what formed you, what got you into this fight? Because I've been doing this 26 years. You've been doing this, you know, 50, 60 years, and we salute you.
Well, thank you. Well, I don't know about growing up. I don't think I quite made that that goal yet. But, yeah, the first light bulb went on in 1960. I remember it very well. It was a little simple pamphlet I picked up, and I read it. It was critical of the United Nations, of all things, that I had just come out of the university, and I had learned very clearly that the UN was our last best hope for peace. And I read this critical thing, and I thought, wow, this can't be true. Well, that was the beginning. I checked it out, and I found out it was true. So that's how long I've been involved. Now, I wasn't a fighter in the beginning. For the first couple of years, I was more or less a student. I was absorbing as much information as I could. That's what I mentioned. I used to go down to the communist bookstore and see what they were up to. I became really a fighter about 1963. At least I call it a fighter. I was pushing back. I was trying to educate people. I worked for a large insurance company at the time. I got so involved in this thing, my crusader gene started to vibrate. I quit my job and I went off on my own pretty much. And my poor wife thought I was crazy, and I thought I was too. Give up a good job with a big insurance company.
But I think it's safe to say if you and others hadn't had that crusader gene, I think we would have lost by now.
Well, it's possible, but there were a lot of us that did. You know, in those days, there was a lot of concern about communism, you know. And most of us were very sincere, and we were right, by the way. There was good reason to be concerned, even though later we were told by the authorities that communism is dead. I knew better. It just changed its name and its profile a little bit. But the reason I'm mentioning this is because back in those days, we were worried about communism, and we weren't tuned into the fact that words mean very little. Communism, socialism, fascism, Nazism, what is all this business? Left, right, liberal, conservative, blah, blah, blah. We get confused. We think that if you're liberal, But then the conservatives is your opposite and so forth. And what we didn't realize that while we were all focused on the left and communism, we didn't realize that people in our own system, our own government, and in the Western world were adopting the same principles and the same ideology as communism, but they were using it under the banner of anti-communism. And they were anti-communist, but they weren't anti-collectivist. They were building the same system.
Exactly. So it was the same car making model, different coat of paint.
Yeah, they painted it differently and maybe changed the fender a little bit, and that's it. Yeah, good analogy.
All right, G. Edward Griffin is our guest. He's amazing, and our computer crashed earlier. Not his fault, not my fault, not the crew's fault, but we do have that clip of him, 1969, that's gone so viral. It's up on band.video right now. I suggest you get it out there because he's not just pulling this out of the ether here. This is the real plan. Like General Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, would always explain, Alex, it's communist. If you know their program, you know how to stop the program. I'd be like, but they're globalists. He said, it doesn't matter. It's all different names. It's the same thing. It's a program. It's an operation. We'll be right back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
On earth, except for a few people like Donald Trump, are unified on bringing in world government and collectivism and telling you that white people are inherently bad and racist. The communist China with 3 million Muslims in death camps are good. These people are beyond hypocrites. They're giant frauds, and we've got to call them on it. Jim Griffin, you get into the history of collectivism, communism, the world model, but currently, you called this back in the 60s, made award-winning films, exposed communist overthrows, and films like Katanga. I mean, I'm a fan of all your films. Tell us what's coming in the future and what you think Trump should do and how we can oppose this right now.
Well, I don't know what's coming in the future because I don't know what our what all the forces are going to be. If we do nothing, when I say we, I mean those of us who are opposed to this particular theater that's going on, which is a typical classic communist revolution strategy.
Yeah, they're running the classic hardcore overthrow playbook. So you agree with me, though. This is the big move. They're definitely going for broke right now.
Oh, they're going for broke, yeah. They've always been going for broke, but we're getting right down now. You can see the finish line now. And it depends on how successful we are in pushing back. If all we do is just say, look, and point with alarm and say, what are we going to do? And turn to our leaders and say, well, aren't you going to save us? And we don't do anything except, maybe we'll have somebody to vote for. Or we think our whole obligation
That's
is
right.
To
we
vote.
Can't complain about Trump when he's totally surrounded. So you're a general in this fight. You're like Obi-Wan Kenobi back to blow up the Death Star. What do we do, Ben Kenobi?
Oh, wow. I say, first of all, we have to build our army. We've got a lot of recruits to choose from, but nobody's thinking that they have to do anything. So we need to build a coalition. I think that's my single theme, that until we get people to work together and to realize that we as individuals have a responsibility to get organized and not just turn to our leaders and say, what are you going to do to protect us? We have to do something now at the grassroots level.
No, I totally agree with that, but so much of it is not laziness by our people. They're not arrogant, and they think, oh, I shouldn't speak up or lead a march. I shouldn't get involved. That's kind of me standing out and being a grandstander. No, that's you fighting for our very survival. People need to just get active. Conservatives always want to do it perfectly, too, and they want to overplant stuff. No, it's time to hit the damn streets.
Well, yeah, I think it's time to hit the damn streets, but I think we have to know what we're going to do in the streets. Now, if our object there is just to meet violence with violence, but then we stepped right into the trap because that's what they want to do. They really want white and black killing each other. That's what they want so that they can say at last, okay, we've let this go long enough. Now, children, we're going to put the clamps. Now it's martial law time, which is really what they want. That's
why they want to remove Trump because of a civil emergency and have a permanent martial law.
Yeah, that's why they're not doing anything to stop it now. They want it to escalate to the point where people will be begging for martial law. Can't you see the trick? You know, it's so obvious.
Well, that's it. The left says get rid of the police. They're not about to get rid of them. They're about to take them over and make them bigger.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a strategy, and once you understand it, it's very, very clear. But most Americans just don't have the idea that we're up against an army.
Okay, you know the strategy. What is your message to the police? Because we know on average they're good men and women. I think they need to not resign, but be conscious of this is a larger takeover plan. And how do they respond to Strong Cities Initiative when the Democrats saying they want the UN to direct our police?
Well, we say, what's my advice to the police? Okay, to the police. Now, not to the police chiefs, but to the police. The police is you've all there, most of you, because you want to do what is right. You want to protect society. You want to protect the innocent against the criminal. And it's time for you to organize and tell your police chief that embarrass him, do whatever you must do to publicize the fact that your police chief, who is ordering you to stand down and let these riots progress, that they better do something or you're going to put him in prison. I mean, I don't know what they're supposed to do. Now, the police chiefs, some of them just don't have backbone, but many of them now are just, they're puppets of the federal system. They get all the money from the federal government. They're afraid to stand out. They're afraid to say something for fear they'll be called racist. But a lot of them know exactly what they're doing. They've been working for decades to get their agents, these communist agents, into positions of authority like chiefs of police and mayors and governors, I might add. That's why all of a sudden we say, what happened to our governors, to our mayors, to our police chiefs? Well, they were put there for this job, you see.
And that's right. A lot of preparation and time went into this. That's why they have it all lined up now.
They've gone on for decades. I mean, it was well advanced in 1969 when I made that presentation. It was far advanced, actually. It was halfway there. Now it's about 85% there.
But let's be clear, because I read the same writing you did after I was, born, after you'd given that speech. They thought they'd take over by the 70s. They failed. So we've pushed them back before, but the societal rot is so great now that they think they finally got it. And I think they've got a chance if we don't take this very seriously.
Well, I agree with you, but that this word "they" it has to be defined. You see, it's not just the people in the streets. It's not just the rioters and their leaders. It's not just Antifa and there's many organizations.
No, it's the big corporations that fund it and run the whole damn thing.
Yeah, it's where the money comes from, you see. But don't forget, it's the other side. They've got their agents in government. They're in Congress.
They've got all these Republicans that keep saying appease, appease, appease.
Yeah, some of them are not. I mean, they know what they're doing, you see. It's people don't understand that our enemy is a master at controlled opposition. They know there's going to be opposition, so they don't just wait for it. They put their people out there, then they lead the parade. And then at the last minute, they turn and you're defeated because your own leader.
Mother, let's speak to that. No one ever accuses you of that because I'm flamboyant and out of control. Sometimes you go, Jones must be controlled. No, they try to put me in prison, buy me off. I'm real. And that's why they're trying to shut us down as well. So there, people need to understand, too, they don't control all the opposition. But when you see something being promoted big time or the system defending it, you know it's controlled. How do you tell when somebody's controlled opposition versus the real McCoy?
Well, it takes a little time because you have to study their actions over a period of time because they're very good at it. I mean, I've never met a con artist I didn't like, at first, because they're very good at convincing you that they're sincere. I remember my grandmother, when television first came out, every time in the afternoon I'd go in the living room, she'd be there in front of the television watching professional wrestling. And, the guy would come out with the American flag as his cape, and his opponent would be a guy with a swastika on his arm, snarly and everything. Well, who are you going to root for? Of course, it's the Patriot, right? My grandmother would get so involved, and she'd say, look out behind you. These guys were working for the same company. And they're professional wrestlers. And, they had the directive. They had to put on a good fight. Otherwise, people aren't going to come.
And you could see through it, but she couldn't. And I bet she'd get mad when you tried to warn her.
Oh, she didn't. No. Look, he's got this one stick on his arm. See? Yeah, she didn't want to know because it was more fun the other way, you see. So politics is exactly the same way. And so, if they don't put on a good fight, and so you can't just tell by what they say. I mean, they all
it's what they do.
It's what they do. So that takes a little time.
I want you to pass judgment. This is not prescripted on what you think of Alex Jones, because most listeners know I'm for real. I make real mistakes. But I want to give us your view on InfoWars, your view on Trump, your view on organizations you think are good or bad. We really respect you, Jabber Griffin. You're a very kind, smart, gentlemanly person who's not arrogant. We also need to respect the work you did, because I've calculated the lines here, and if it wasn't for Barry Goldwater and Jabber Griffin, you guys were before Ron Paul, and Ron Paul and many others, we would have already lost this fight. So we salute Jabber Griffin. We're all very thankful for him. We would have already lost the game. Stay with us. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in that I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, a couple of us, we are Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster. Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I've lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there, and you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
D. Edward Griffin, one of the living legends. Back when he was fighting in the mid-60s, he was one of the top people fighting the globalists and the UN takeover. And he's just been fighting the whole time. He never went away. He's just been just as important. But what is it like, almost 60 years later, to see the full assault and to see Marxist-Leninism being taught everywhere, to see racism and liberation theology being taught, to see mainstream news saying, plunge the dollar, end America, blow up Mount Rushmore, to see the CFR, you know, saying Wuhan virus is Trump's fault, and all the fraudulent numbers there. What is your advice to President? Well, hey, what do you really think of Trump? Let's just take the gloves off what you really think. And then what do you think Trump should do if he is a good guy? And I think he is, but what should he do now? Because I think playing footsie with these guys isn't what the people want. I think he needs to go to war. I see some signs he's getting ready to do that, but What do you really think of President Trump, and what do you think he should do? G. Edward Griffin.
Well, of course, that's a hot wire. Any political figure, I think, has got, he does some good things and some bad things, and so it depends on, which ones you want to look at. The only area of that topic I feel comfortable talking about is what I think should be done. All I can say is what I would do, I think, if I were president. God help us all if that were the case.
I understand you can't pass judgment on all the thousands of things he's dealing with, but gut level watching Trump, do you think he's a maverick from the outside that sucker punched him as part of the populist wave and he's trying his best, or do you think he's a triple agent?
Oh, I don't. I really don't know how to ask. The reason I'm hesitating on that is because I'm the world's supreme skeptic when it comes to politicians, even politicians I like, because I know this game we were talking about, you know, the controlled opposition. There are many ways of controlling opposition. And I mean, threats are one thing, threat to one's family. Money is always a thing. Also, political popularity, do this or you won't get elected. All of those ways, those are all ways of controlling.
So even if he's not consciously bad, they've got psychological experts in how to manipulate him.
Yeah, that, all of those things come into play.
So your point is, don't put your faith in Trump. You got to take action.
Yeah, that's why I'm skeptical. I always want to see how it turns out. I seldom listen to what any politician says, because they always say they're playing to their audience, their support base, and they always say what they know their
support. No, I agree with you, but the establishment legitimately hates him.
Well, that's what makes him, one of the things that makes him so attractive to people like us, is because the establishment hates him so much, or appears to hate him. You see, we're back to that business of having controlled opposition. Remember the two wrestlers I'm talking about.
Listen, G. Edward, I agree with you, but I've been doing this not as long as you, but about a third as long, or a little longer. They legitimately convulse with hate, even at the high levels, and I've never had people come ask me like this. All I know is, boy, if this is fake opposition to Trump, it hurts like hell.
Well, I agree with that. One of the things is that, in today, people don't support or vote for a political candidate. They vote against somebody. Most people say, well, I don't like him, but he's the lesser of two evils, and I really hate the other guy, and therefore, this is my choice. You see, the lesser of two evils. And so the worse your enemy appears to be, the better you look, simply by not doing anything. So I'm not saying this is what Trump is doing. I'm just saying I have this great skeptical bone in my body.
Oh, no, I asked you because I respect it. I hear what you're saying. So let's go to what you can speak to. What should Trump do?
Yeah, this is the thing. I'm looking for results, and I think the current situation is a good example of that. Somebody came on at the news of the day and made some terrible statements about America. And, they're going to bring the system down. If you don't do what we want, we're going to destroy the system. And Mr. Trump comes on and says, oh, that's treason. That's sedition. And I say, hooray. Thanks for the words. What are you going to do about it now, Mr. Trump? See, there's a difference. You say, oh, we say the right things. But Mr. Trump, I'm sure, could find some legal basis for picking this guy up for treason and sedition or something, that incitement to riot. There are plenty of things that people like his good friend George Soros are doing to fund the...
Exactly. He's like a paralyzed man, a quadriplegic. The brain's giving orders, but it's not happening.
You asked me what I thought, and my thought is I like what people say in many cases, but I look at what they do. And I'm always hearing, well, they're paralyzed or they're surrounded by bad advice or something or other. There's always a good excuse, and probably most of it is valid, but I always look at what they do. And that's all I really want to talk about is what does a person do?
I agree. So what should he do? What should we do?
Well, I think in the current situation, we should not let these riots continue. I mean, this is not just Trump. These are the mayors and these are the police chiefs and these are the governors. I mean, it's all, don't forget, it's not just one man.
Oh, yeah. Trump, though, even said in his speech last week in Oklahoma, he said, well, I was going to go after him, but just let them burn themselves out and show how bad they are. Letting a crime be committed just because it shows the criminal's bad is aiding and abetting it.
Yeah, I agree. And it could be letting people see how bad it is part of the plan so that they'll beg for martial law. And Mr. Trump has said, well, I'm going to bring in martial law if I have to. Well, if he lets it go, he'll have to, you see. So what do you think about that? I don't know. I don't like it. That's all. So and what should he do? I think he should do whatever he has within his power to put an end to these riots. And that means That doesn't necessarily mean go in and beat them on the street. It means pick up their leaders, for God's sake. We know who their leaders are.
And they're all committing huge crimes, selling guns out of backs of cars, dealing drugs, and they're just operating with impunity. Very easy to bust them.
Yeah, it's easy. And there are just a few of them. Somebody pays for those buses. Somebody's writing the checks for these guys. These are professionals out there. They may have motivation for ideology, but they're getting paid. We don't forget that fact. You take away the paycheck, and I think that whole movement would just disappear, tell you the truth. So why don't we go to the source, which is the organizers and the funders? Why don't we do that?
And by the way, Soros admits he financed the Ukrainian revolution that was a murderous thing that overthrew an elected government. He should be indicted for that. He should be extradited to Ukraine. He should be extradited to Hungary, Romania. Exactly. You cut the head off the snake with him, all the rats run. Why won't Trump do it?
I don't know.
That goes back to what you said. Why won't he do it?
That's the question. So that's my criticism right there. I want to see some action. I'm tired of hearing words.
What other action, G. Edward?
Well, let's turn to COVID. Mr. Trump is the topic. He says, this COVID thing is exaggerated, and he says all the things that you're talking about, and I am. And then he says, well, yeah, I'm ready to put the military out there. I'm happy to announce that we got the military ready to go force vaccines on everybody. So what? How do you put those two things together? I don't know.
I agree. That really concerned me when he said that.
Yeah. So you go up and down the line, whether it's immigration or vaccines or riots in the street, the words are one thing, but the actions are another.
What do you make of Biden not able to talk and Pelosi and the rotting edifice? What's the point of that with the establishment? Why are they leaving these facades there when they've got other people behind the scenes?
Well, that's a good question. There are several possible answers. Maybe they really don't intend to put up a good fight. Maybe they, for some reason, they want Mr. Trump to be in. That's a horrible thought, isn't it?
Or they've got a placeholder ready that they're going to insert once Biden gets in.
Yeah, and there's several possibilities, but I think that the maniac left is doing everything possible to look as bad as possible. Mm-hmm. They are driving people away. Now, surely they got the crazies up there and some of the brainwashed students that come out. There are plenty of supporters, but they're not winning over the American people with their actions. And they're not stupid. So why are they doing that? And there aren't many options really to choose from.
Well, I think they want to demoralize the country. That's why they say COVID's our fault and America's done. Jeremy Griffin is really laying it out today. RedPillExpo.org, RedPillUniversity.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, where this live interview will be posted later and where you can share it. Jeremy Griffin is with us. Stay with us.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Griffin's our guest for this segment, then one more little short one. I want to welcome him back very, very soon, once a year is not enough. Look, I've studied the New World Order, the different players, different power structures, and we always knew once they got down to final corporate world government, there'd be infighting between the different power blocks. The Russians, the Chinese, the United States, the Anglo-American establishment involved in all of it, the EU. And China broke its deal under Obama, started doing military expansionism, so they did the pivot. And Trump, the globalists saw a populist movement, and so the globalists said, hey, let's get out of the way and let Trump and Bolsonaro and others get in, and then we can negotiate better with China for a better deal. And really, Trump doesn't even know this, but he's been put in, and people did elect him, to be a broker to get China to come to heel, which, of course, they won't. It's kind of like Hitler and Stalin had their pact and split Poland. And so if you really want to analyze all this, that's my research view, is that Trump means what he's doing, but he is trying to be popular, and he's in there, and he's trying to gauge everything, and he's drawing from the swamp, and he's not our messiah. He rode in on a populist wave that isn't going away. Do you agree with that basic analysis, A, and then B, what about the populist wave that the UN admits they hope COVID-19 basically discredits?
Well, I do agree with that. I think that your point is well taken, that there's a populist wave that won't go away. Now, again, I always look at these things from the point of view of what would I do if I were on the other side. And I've studied these guys. I know their strategies and how they think, and I put my cap on.
Okay. You've war-gamed it.
Yeah, I'm war-gamed it. What would I do if I knew there was a popular move that's not going to go away? I would do the same thing that they did when they knew that there was banking reform that was coming up in 1910 to 1913. They knew that people were fed up with the fraudulent banking system and everything, and there was going to be legislation. So what did they do? Sit back and say, well, no, what are they going to do? They'll pass laws and restrict us? They said, no, let us go to the front of the parade. Let us lead the parade. Let us write the bill that's supposed to control us, and don't let anybody know that we wrote it. And they put their own people up as leaders of their own opposition. Let's go back to that again.
And you're right. You've written books on this. Explain to them. Later it came out. They had the big banks criticizing the Federal Reserve Act to act like they were against it.
Yeah, they did. And so what would I do if I thought that way and leading the opposition? I'd say, it's going to be a populist movement. Let's lead it. Let's become the source that directs where it's going to go. Let's provide the leaders for it. And we can do that. We have a lot of money. We have a lot of knowledge. We've got a lot of contacts. We can provide leaders for our
enemies. What's the Achilles heel to stop this? I mean, obviously, you've got all these billionaires and trillion-dollar companies funding Black Lives Matter, saying capitalism sucks, that we need higher taxes, but they exempt themselves from taxes. I think it's real class warfare, exposing the globalist class as these mega fascists that use communism to control us. I think that's the answer.
Well, that is the answer. And of course, before we can do that, we have to understand that there's no difference between these capitalist fascists, as they like to call them, and the capitalist communists, as nobody wants to call them. But the word capitalism doesn't even belong.
Explain that relationship, how it's the mega rich that have always funded communism. Explain how that works.
Well, yeah, the mega rich have got to the top of the heap decades ago through free enterprise competition. And some of them used very underhanded tactics to get there. It wasn't all fair and square. It wasn't the ideal capitalism, which is laissez-faire, leave the government out of it. But the government should be there to enforce contracts and make sure everybody's honest. You know, but that's all. Just be the referee, not a player. And so these guys got to the top of the heap through competition. But now that they got there, they said, no more competition. We're going to organize society. We will control society so that nobody will come along and to replace us. So they cartelized all industries. And then the cartels had got so much money, they bought the politicians. Once they bought the politicians, they had the government. And so now these cartels control the regulatory agencies that are supposed to govern them. And the public didn't know this happened. When they look at the FDA, they say, they're protecting us. The Food and Drug Administration is going to make sure that the food companies and the drug companies do the right thing. What a laugh. The Food and Drug Administration is an ad agency for the drug companies and the food companies, you see. And the same thing at all levels of government agency. They call that regulatory.
I totally agree. How bad did Bill Gates' testing kit that they admit was almost totally false positive to be for the FDA to shut it down? I mean, it had to be really bad for the FDA to shut Bill Gates down.
Well, I think the only reason the FDA shut it down, so to speak, is because the publicity, the word got out through non-government channels and non-normal media channels. I mean,
it was almost completely false positives, yeah.
Yeah. So once the word leaked out, you've got egg on your face. What are you going to do about it? Well, they'll do what they have to do. But that one instance, as long as they're being observed. But the next test kit comes along, and nobody knows that it won't work either. So they'll all support that for a few years, which is enough to make about $20 billion. And they'll go through that cycle over and over again. So until people understand that this is the game, that this is how the world
works.
Yeah,
saying quit rearranging deck chairs in the Titanic. Pull back and see the full game.
And the main thing at the top of all this is so hard for people to see is to start questioning authority. We've come out of school. I did think we were taught in school, you know, follow authority, obey authority. They are good people. They're there for a reason.
But not when they break the social contract.
Yeah, don't break the social contract. Be a team player. Don't rock the boat. Go along, you know, play your part. And so we all bought into that. So now when we have we realize that these authorities are corrupt. I mean, really corrupt, fraudulent, and murderous in some cases. I mean, they're criminal. And we still think, well, but we got to follow authority, you see. And this is our problem. But the first step to any kind of a solution to this problem is to recognize that the system itself, this is the one point I can agree with our revolutionary opponents. They said we got to change the system. I agree with that. But the thing people don't realize is that what system do we have that needs to be changed? They still think we have a free enterprise capitalist system. What a laugh. That was gone, completely gone at the end of World War II.
No, I totally agree with you. G. Edward, I've been asking most of the questions, so we only have a few minutes left here. In 5 minutes, next segment, you know, you got to go. I'm going to host a little bit more, and then we got another guest host here, Dr. Nick Begich, who I know you know well. Looking at Trump, I was talking to somebody very close to him just the other day, and they said, listen, Trump, you got to know how to manipulate him. Come out and say Bill Gates is more powerful than him, and really the president, and Trump will squash him. And it's actually true, and I can't bring myself to play manipulative games. I just can't get into that mode, but that's the problem with Trump is literally if we just run headlines that Bill Gates is more powerful than him and that he's really the president, then Trump will stop him, which we need. But we should say, no, he's killing people. He's evil. He's a globalist. He's with China. But again, what does that say about Trump?
Well, that says a lot of things about Trump, but I think the most significant thing it says is that Trump or any other president for many decades is not his own authority. He takes directions from those who got him into office. He takes directions from those who have billions of dollars to throw around. He takes directions from people who may have secrets that he doesn't want told. In other words, he takes direction from what we generally call the deep state. Even though he's out there saying he's against the deep state, he probably...
And how far have we come now that the deep state's out in the open? Because, I mean, you were using terms like deep state 50 years ago.
Well, it hasn't really changed. It's just become more entrenched and closer to the surface. I mean, it's hard to look in Washington without seeing it everywhere, but nothing has really changed except that we're beginning to realize, what's the analogy? The rain has happened and the mushrooms have come up through the grass. They weren't there last night, but now that it rained all night and we look out in the morning and there are mushrooms all over the lawn, but they were there really in seed form. Now we see the mushrooms have come up everywhere, and we didn't realize that they were always there. At least they've been there for decades.
Is it eerie for you to be doing this since the early 1960s, and exactly what you said was coming happened? I mean, it's just, because, I mean, obviously you were following their blueprints, so you knew it was real, but wow, to actually see the mushrooms come up.
Yeah, it's scary, but it's not surprising. And so I keep thinking, what are we going to do about it? And the first thing is we need a grassroots movement. We need a coalition of aware people, and we need people who will get organized and do something more than just spread the word and be alarmed. In other words, we have to take the system back. That means we have to form groups at the grassroots level, and I'm not talking about political groups, but need to be forming groups that can go into the political arena and influence the political.
All right, we'll do one more segment. When we come back in 2 minutes, with Jeffrey Griffin, explain how that's done, and you have a website that breaks it down. Straight ahead. Don't forget this hour. We have the 4th of July specials going right now. 50 to 60% off our best sellers, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, is back in stock. It's such a good concentrate of turmeric. It's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds this operation. So please support us on 4th of July. Support yourself. I want to thank you all for your support. Take action. Get Bodies, DNA Force, so much more. 50% off right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.